inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
New to gardening this year? Where and how do you start? Master Gardener Ed Byarski has some tips in this week's edition of Garden Talk.
Just some really basic garden siting, because I know there's folks starting out brand new and say, okay, well, how do you figure out where you're going to put your garden? What are you going to do? Do you soil, sunshine, soil, and availability of moisture, of course. And then from there, what's going to go into that garden? Start really, for new gardeners, starting small with, say, one garden box, 4x8. It's a good place to start. Make that a really good garden box, good soil in it, and take care of it. And then a new gardener can decide, grow an assortment of stuff. You know, just go wild, get some seeds, try some different stuff. And then, you know, during the summer, at the end of the summer, they can see, am I really up for taking care of this stuff, or no more, or this was wonderful, I need another garden box.
Okay, and where should we place it? I take it where there's some sun, right? That's one
right.
Tip.
And that may be, and for some folks, that may be on, dare I say it, on the lawn, on the sunny south side of the house, ideally. With good drainage underneath. It's not a place where the water is flowing through or the glaciers form in the wintertime, too. So that's the place to start, really, is in, put it in the best spot. Don't put it in that shady backyard corner where you're not going to get to it. It needs to be close to the house, needs to be close to the door, so it's going to get taken care of and hopefully harvested for dinner,
yeah.
Whether that be herbs or some greens or pull out a few carrots or whatever it takes.
And so how deep should this planter, this garden bed, this box be?
Ideally, the soil should be 10 to 12 inches deep. Now, if there is decent soil underneath, and that's just dig a hole and see that it drains, that it's not really rocky and gravelly, what I suggest to a lot of folks is decide where the garden is going to be, lay down cardboard, get a couple layers of cardboard, put that down on the ground, build a box on top of that, and then fill it with, whether it be store-bought or, you know, locally bought topsoil. The cardboard will stop the weeds, grass, buttercups and stuff from coming up through for that first year, but they will break down, and then eventually the roots from the plants in the box will root down through what remains of the cardboard into the existing soil, and that's really the best situation for starting out. If people want to put some 3 to 4 inches of horse manure down the bottom of that box first, and then some good topsoil on top of that, it's going to be a matter of stand back when those plants hit that good rich stuff that the worms like. And the plants like too.
Would you advocate the use of sand or mixing any sort of sand into your soil at all?
It really is going to depend on what, if you're buying topsoil, then hopefully you've got a good loose mixture. If folks are only buying like the bagged material, then I might suggest adding the sand to make sure that the drainage is good. And again, that's going to be good for growing carrots, that especially the root crops, they'll be able to grow down through that soil most easily. But yeah, drainage, again, we're always working on drainage, and then the nutrients, we mentioned using a layer of horse manure down in the bottom, mixing in a good quantity in a 4x8 foot box, that might be 3 or 4 bags of good compost into that soil, and then whether we're using an organic fertilizer or a non-organic fertilizer, still remembering we have to fertilize because the amount of rain we get that leaches out the nutrients.
Okay. Anything else that we should remember?
If folks can get down to the beach and get a little seaweed, put that down in the lower level, like down with the horse manure, that's another good thing. And then hope that we have the sunshine to make it grow. And it doesn't hurt to put some hoops over it with some clear plastic, at least to start it warming up too, to help improve the odds for success our first year in the garden.
Okay. Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Very good, man.
Someone blessed these seeds.